4 days. All it took was 4 days, and the world has totally changed. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I wasn't here last week. I was in Houston at a conference. While you were up here in the South Shore sweltering in unexpected 90 degrees plus temps, I was walking around Discovery Green in the downtown section of the city surrounded by great-tailed grackles and white-winged doves. When I flew home on Friday, I watched the mid-afternoon temps plunge on my cell phone, realizing I had missed the whole summer and April experience. But had I? When I woke up Saturday morning to go for a walk, I was greeted by chipping sparrows outside my front door. They weren't there when I left. Neither were the palm warblers and the eastern towhees that I found at Smitty's Bog in Hanson that morning, or the blue-gray gnatcatcher in my backyard, or the house wren I found singing near one of the big vernal pools at the Science Center on Sunday. More than that, there was just generally more color about. The grasses looked greener. The trees had definitely leafed out noticeably. The colors of Easter, the pinks, purples, yellows, and greens, were on full display. We often miss these incremental movements of nature when we live with them day to day. Now, I'm not telling you to go get lost for a few days or anything like that, but I do believe we notice such changes more when we are removed from a scene and then come back to it. This next month is primed to be a fun one. If you walk every day, you will notice changes. Many bird species are here earlier than usual. Hummingbirds have been spotted in Rochester, Westport, Dennis, and Mashpee, which means they're probably already here 2 weeks early. Our landscape is about to change, full of color and sound, meaning that every day will be a new adventure. Get out here and walk it with me, and take it all in. I'm John Galuso, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.